And it is finally time to announce the winners of a contest we kicked off a few weeks ago. We asked you to write an imaginary backstory for one of three pieces of interesting junk we picked up at a thrift shop. And we got almost 300 original stories. Our contest was inspired by a book called Significant Objects, co-edited by Rob Walker, to which I happen to be a contributor. Rob helped me pick out the items, and he judged your entries, and now he is back here to tell us who the winners are. Rob, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
I noticed that a lot of people wrote about their fathers and about death. What did you make of that?
Yes, well, what I would say is that I was noticing some differences among the kinds of stories attached to each object, and in particular, the Marlboro Thermos seemed to inspire quite a number of dead fathers with pack-a-day habits.
As one might expect.
Which is interesting market research, perhaps, for the fine people of Marlboro. Actually, it made me think that maybe that's a marketplace research exercise that companies should do, is have people make up stories about their new product and see what kind of secret stories are lurking in the subconscious of people. When
wow,
they just
that's
react to
that's
a
good idea, and they could pay you millions of dollars to manage that.
Yes,
marketing
I
research.
Forgot to mention that
yes.
Right at the top. I should say my new business is coordinating that.
So let's start things off with this odd little doll. Which of the many scores of entries did you like the best?
I finally settled on, there were a couple I liked a lot, but I settled on Kathleen from Minneapolis, and her story is from the point of view of the doll. She made the doll a living thing.
You want to read a line or two from it?
Sure. Whatever you want to know, I'll tell you, about being old and not believing it, about losing pieces of hair and toes and God knows, but grinning back at the world anyway, one cheery red grin. I'll read one little more bit that... Some dolls are observers. We don't live in tiny houses and wear outfits. We stay propped, we watch, we think, and we wait for our thoughts to be read. So it's pretty evocative.
Yeah.
It's nicely done.
Very nicely done. Now, how about the wooden thing, which looked like maybe a little puzzle box? I hazarded that it was a crude cigar cutter or a trinket. We didn't know what it was, and I don't think we still know what it is. Which of its stories did you choose as the winner?
Well, another tough one, but this one I went with Peter, who I gather lives outside of Philadelphia. I like this one in part because I get a lot of comments from people in the marketing business who say, well, oh, attaching stories to objects, isn't that just what we advertisers have always done? And now when they say that to me, I'm going to send them this story and say, well, if this is what you mean, then yes.
I love this. I mean, I actually laughed out loud as I read this. You want to read some bits from the beginning, maybe?
Yes. Critics rave, wooden thing is a must-buy if you are a collector of such things, and since the penny's included, it's really only 99 cents, plus shipping. Barbara Blauberg of Billings, Montana gushes, I used to have a lump, but when I bought wooden thing, the lump disappeared, and I didn't have to go to the doctor. Do you have any evidence that wooden thing didn't save my life?
Very nicely done, Peter. So the third winner who wrote about the Marlboro Thermos is Liz from Forestville, California. You want to read a bit of that story, Rob?
My mother was flipping through the catalog frantically in her hospital bed. I've been collecting these miles so I could finally get you something outstanding. She looked up and pulled her thinning hair behind her ear. You've always been so outdoorsy, you know. Yeah, Mom. I've got a pile of these, she pointed to a plastic bag full of carefully banded red and white coupons. Each pack is 100 miles. Wow, Mom. Well, I'm like a millionaire in this catalog, she said, sitting upright indignantly. I can order anything I like here. Pause. Do you want anything, she asked, like a child who's been caught in the wrong room. I want my mother to live long enough to come to my wedding. She tossed the catalog onto the floor, tears clogging her voice to a mumble. Lo, Estelle. That was low.
And listeners can read the rest of that story themselves at studio360.org. So, Rob, how about we give Liz a call and tell her she won?
Great.
Hello?
Hi, is this Liz?
Yes, it is.
Hi, it's Kurt Anderson from Studio 360.
How are you?
I'm well. And I am here actually on the line as well with Rob Walker. And we wanted to let you know that you are one of the three winners of the Significant Object competition.
Yay! Thank you.
Congratulations, Liz.
So what do you do when you're not writing stories about old thermoses?
I'm a beekeeper and a potter.
Really?
Pottery stuff makes more money.
Pottery makes more money than honey?
Yes.
So you wrote about this Marlboro thermos that Rob and I found. Why did you choose that?
Well, for one reason, I use thermoses a lot to drink cold tea, and so I have an affection for the thermos. We spent some time in Paraguay. That's where I got my beekeeping training, and everyone there has a thermos full of cold water, so it's close to my heart.
Rob, why did you choose Liz's story from all of the ones you read about the Marlboro thermos?
Well, for a couple of reasons. One is the kind of spareness and directness of the way it's handled. It's just a scene. Second, the introduction of the coupon books that I guess that you get if you're a frequent smoker and you get, you know, free prizes, which may well be where this object came from. But the introduction of one of those kind of catalogs into the scene was so sort of inappropriately funny. So it was walking this really interesting line between being very grave and very sort of disturbing, but also kind of absurd.
So now that you've won the Marlboro thermos, what do you think you'll do with it?
I think I'll take it to a bee job and drink some water.
That sounds like a good home for it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thanks to everybody who wrote stories for our contest. You can read the three winning stories as well as all of the other submissions at studio360.org. Rob Walker's book, Significant Objects, is out this summer.